From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Invisible Soft Drinks. When you want to drink something and show the world what's behind you, you should drink Invisible Soft Drinks. Find out more about them at InvisibleSoftDrinks.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a special listener discount. And I'm Daniel Brewer. And I am... I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anyway. Welcome to DIPLUS. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Invisible Soft Drink Free... The Invisible Soft Drink Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Mr. Adam Burns.
That one is completely incorrect because the reason you said that is because...
I had another sponsor all lined up and you're sitting there drinking while I'm talking and all I can see is this like... It's like the Predator. Like from that movie, Predator, where he's like he's got the cloaking field on. It's like your soft drink can had a cloaking field around it.
It does. Well, it does. See, I drink these special soft drinks and you... you know, it's really all you can see is just a little bit of the label. That's excellent.
That's right.
It's very
weird.
Cool.
It's very cool. Excellent. So, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing all right.
We are streaming live on Pride 48 as we do each and every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So, I'd like to say a big hi ho to the chat room out there. We have DI. I don't know who that is. We have the Good Humor Penguin. We have Montand. We have RC. And we have Salty. So, hello, hello.
Welcome, everyone. Each
Excellent.
And every one of you, welcome.
Welcome, and thank you for stopping by. All right, we'll see you next week at 4 o'clock. So, how was your week, sir?
I didn't have anything really, I don't know. I guess it was fine. I guess it was, there was nothing that I could recall of note.
I had a very weird week. There was a lot of shit going on this week in my personal life. That made it a very weird week, but I didn't. A lot of the week was just sitting around in kind of limbo. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't, because I'm going to explain it right now. As you may know, if you follow Robert on Facebook or on Twitter, Robert, my husband, took a new job that involves him flying out to Sacramento for a couple of months. So. Yeah.
You mentioned last week that he was, I don't know if he had gotten it last week, but you did mention.
I think I mentioned it after the show last week. I don't think I mentioned it during the show because as of last week, it still wasn't definite as to whether he was had the job or not. So that came through this week. And by the way, they wanted him out there tomorrow, Monday. So this morning I had to drive him to the airport and put him on a plane. But we didn't even know Monday or Tuesday whether he actually had the job or not. We didn't find out that it was official until Wednesday morning. And then they hadn't sent us the airline information and stuff like that. And we were in New York yesterday, so we were hoping that they would have flown him out of LaGuardia today because we would have just stayed in New York last night and then gone to. But no, they had to fly him out of Bradley. So we had to not only take the the midnight train out of Grand Central back to Connecticut last night, but then turn around and drive to Bradley this morning.
So isn't that a song, Midnight Train to?
Yes, Midnight Train to Connecticut. That is, it's a.
I thought it was,
is this week's long distance dedication. So you might ask, what were we doing in New York City last night?
Hey, Daniel, what were you doing? And I've been
delighted
pondering.
Delighted and amused that you had asked that unprompted question there, Adam. Actually, Robert had found someone that he went to high school with, found him on Facebook a long time ago when we lived in St. Pete. And so he was like, oh, look, it's another gay person from my high school. And they had been Facebook palling and whatnot. This person that he went to high school with, his name is Tim. Tim lives in New York City. And so when we moved up here, we've meant to get together with him and his husband. And so it finally last night, we got together for a drinks and dinner with Robert's school chum, I guess, high school, even though they didn't know each other in high school. They knew each other after high school.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, you always hear about Facebook being the place where people find their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or crush that they right. had in high school, and they find out what they're doing now.
Right.
So I guess that was not the is there an airplane coming through here or there?
I'm like, it must
where
be over there
because
there's no airplane over here. So we went into New York last night to have dinner, which is, as it turned out, I mean, it was great. We had a wonderful time. They were wonderful people. We had a wonderful time. We ate at the Growler Bar and, I'll forget the name of it. It was the Growler, but it's down in the Financial District.
Should I add that to my restaurant of the week?
You should. I posted a picture of the menu up on Google Plus last night when we were there, and it was a very dark room. So it was with the flash, the menu came out kind of blurry and stark. So you could only really kind of make out the headlines of each of their little dishes. And Vera Charles was very upset that bone marrow was one of the dishes. She found that to be disgusting. So.
Apparently it is a delicacy. I don't know. I've never eaten bone marrow before, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, if you've ever had beef stock in a soup, that's basically you boil the bones, you bake the bones and everything down. That's the marrow that's basically coming out of them that makes the stock, that makes that really heavy beef stock. That is marrow. You just haven't had it in the way that it was being presented. We didn't order the beef marrow, by the way. I had a hamburger. So
did you have it minus the bread?
Yes, I did. I did. As a matter of fact, I had it with bacon, no bread. I had a cheese platter for an appetizer, and it was delightful. There was pork belly at the table. That was the other appetizer that was ordered, pork belly. And Robert wouldn't eat it because he thought that pork belly sounded gross. And I was like, you do realize that's just bacon, right?
Yeah.
Pork belly is just bacon. So. Now he knows, and knowing is half the battle. So there you go. So we had a lovely, lovely evening last night in New York City. But as I was saying, not to completely dominate this section here, but as I was saying, we didn't find out about Robert's job until Wednesday. But as it turns out, there was another whole set of drama going on that I did not find out about until Thursday, which is my dad is back in the hospital. But no one thought to tell me about it until Thursday, almost a week after he had been in the hospital. And in fact, I talked to him this morning, Sunday, and he is still in the hospital. As you know, he has, had a brain tumor, had it removed, and has been on chemotherapy and radiation for this. And it's just one of those things you don't really think about in the sense that radiation kills cells, right? I mean, that's the whole point of it, is to kill the cells, and it does not discriminate between good cells and bad cells. And so a byproduct of someone with a brain tumor that is undergoing radiation treatment is to become confused because you're killing good brain cells as well as the bad ones. And so he became really confused and got behind on... he ended up getting an infection and it went septic, and so it was in his blood, and so they had to put him into the hospital and give him intravenous IVs, and he's still really confused, and so we don't know.
But the
good news is with scans. Well, with scans, I mean, there's no tumor anymore. I mean, the tumor is not growing back at this point. But now we have to kind of let him hopefully come back from killing the good brain cells, and so. I just find it really annoying to talk to him on the phone because phones just suck. Can I just say that? Just a general thing. Phones suck. They sound like shit.
I was going to say, do you sit there when you're on the phone and do you say, you know, Dad,
what?
I sound like I'm
what?
Coming through a tin can.
Yes,
I do. I can't adjust the high, the mid, and the low on this fucking phone. What am I going to do? Like, I need a pop filter.
You know what? God damn it. It is 2012. Why do we still sound like we're on fucking tin cans and strings on a goddamn phone? And it's like, you're there talking. And so here's, you're talking to a person who's in the hospital because, partly because they're mentally confused because of their brain cells being dead. And so on top of that, you add the bad sound quality on top of it, and the entire conversation just ends up going like, so how you feeling, Dad? What? Huh? Huh? What? Huh? What? Huh? And it is just, it's frustrating. I'm sure it's frustrating for him because he's trying to focus on trying to like understand because he's easily confused. So he's trying to focus. And I know it's frustrating him because I'm not asking like, important questions. I'm not a doctor. So I'm just asking him how he's doing. I hate phones. I really fucking hate phones. Can I just get that right out there?
Can you hear me now?
I hate it. And at work, I actually made them take an old laptop and put a video camera on it because when we talk to our branch offices and whatnot, I'm like, why are we doing fucking teleconference? It's like, can't we just do it on Google Hangouts and stuff? It'll sound better. It's like, I make them do that. I'm just saying. All right. So I've just bitched. I mean, so my dad is in the hospital, but I did want to give an update. I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not. I put out a request a long time ago to my knitting friends. You know, my knitting friends include the lovely and talented Jean Bees, the even more lovely and even more talented Laura Smith from the Smith's Occasional Podcast, and the talented Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone. I won't say lovely because of that hair. But those are my knitting friends out there. And I said, hey, knitting friends, it would be really cool if I could get a hat. I would pay for one of you to knit my dad a hat. Because he's going to be losing his hair from the radiation stuff, and it's coming up in winter. I would like to get in. And so Laura Smith stepped up. Bless her soul. She. I sounded like a preacher. Bless her soul. She stepped up. She knitted a hat for my dad in his school colors, red and white, with a caduceus. The caduceus on the front of it, which is the medical symbol. You know, the two snakes wrapped around the sword.
Okay.
And sent it to him. He sent me a picture of him wearing it, and he's like, apparently he got it. It was 80 something degrees in Florida, but maybe that's why he got confused in the hospital, because it's 80 something degrees and he's wearing a goddamn hat. But he loves it. Thank you so much, Laura Smith. I know I've thanked you in an email. I just wanted to, Laura Smith, the greatest person on the face of the planet. Thank you so much, Laura Smith, for doing that. It was incredibly sweet, and Dad loves it, and I really do appreciate that. So, all right, now I think we're done. All right, goodbye, and I will talk to you next week. Now that I've spoken.
I did very well. I didn't interrupt you at all.
It's fine.
I didn't interrupt
it's
you.
Fine. Go ahead. You know what? I was in a pissy mood that 1 week. Whatever. You can interrupt.
Well, I can't say. Wait. You were in a pissy mood that 1 week?
Just that 1 week.
Okay. Right. Okay. Because normally, because on this show is that you're normally in such a chipper mood.
I am. I would say I had a sunny disposition is what I would say. Right.
Well, I don't even, there is no segue into any of the items that I put on here. I did want to mention one thing that's just stupid and silly, but Mark and I were driving past some restaurant. And I said, and I was talking about some item that I like, and I said, and apparently I said it in a very Southern accent, which normally I wouldn't do if I'm pronouncing
really like
some
pork
other.
Bellies.
No, but I said that the item that I like at this restaurant is carne asado tacos.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. So I must have just been talking fast.
Did you do it that way?
Well,
did you roll your little R and you did that bullshit thing? It's like, today, someone got shot and killed in Nicaragua. It's like,
right, exactly.
Like you're gonna do that one word in the.
I don't know exactly how I said it, but I evidently said it very gay sounding. And so now, for some strange, and he added a .com at the end. I don't know why he said it needed a .com. So now he wants to bring this up all the time, and anytime he thinks I'm saying something kind of gay sounding, he goes carneasadotacos.com. I don't even know why. He just made a thing out of it. Like, it's like a meme. We have our own meme. Like,
Oh my God. I would love a recording of Mittens saying that. Can you get him to just record just that one piece?
I doubt it. I would probably have to do it. I would have to do it secretly.
Oh, ask him.
So, and I'll ask him, but I don't know.
Ask
so
him.
All the time it's carneasadotacos.com. You know,
right.
I don't even know why he, and I'm like, why the hell did you, he's like, it needed something. It needed something at the end. I just added a .com. Anyway, so he's just saying that he thought.
By the way,
we're
talking about food, and of course Nico shows up in the chat room because that's what Nico does. He takes pictures of food.
He
on
does. Well, I want to know, he has a random photo of the day,
yes.
or something. It's not even random. There's some other word for it.
It is the out of context photo of the day.
And I don't understand why it's out of context. Like, that doesn't.
Because he takes a photo and he doesn't explain it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's it. Carneasadotacos.com.
And by the way, when he calls it the out of context photo of the day, and he doesn't do it daily, though. I just wanted to make that. It's not the daily out of context photo. It is the out of context photo of the day.
So that was just one little throw off thing. I don't even know
Did you get to eat? I mean, you were supposed to. You got us all excited last week because you were going to do this new thing where you went to a restaurant a week.
Well, we had a really busy weekend and
oh,
we didn't
Jesus
have we
Christ.
Did go we did go to a new restaurant, but it did not meet my criteria for being a restaurant a week quality. We went to Bob Evans.
But yeah, that doesn't
which
count.
We've never neither
if,
one
if
of us had ever
if you're gonna go to a restaurant a week and talk about it, it can't be a fucking chain restaurant. I'm
but
sorry.
Neither one of us had ever been there, so that counted for us. I asked, he said as long as one of us hadn't been that it was okay. I had gotten in my head that it was supposed to be some fantastic, you know, non-chain. He was just saying, you know, just some restaurant that neither one of us have gone to. It could be a fast food
place. That always annoys me when they had, like, back in Tampa, they used to have, you know, the best of the Bay. So once a year, the Tampa Tribune would publish, you know, a section that was like the best of the Bay, where people had voted on the best
right.
pizza restaurant.
Chili's.
The best. Yeah, and it was always fucking chains. It was just like only the best Italian restaurant, Pizza Hut. It's like, that's not a fucking Italian restaurant. It's
well, anyway, I'd never been to Bob Evans. It was all right. I don't get the smoothie there. Though.
I will not. That would not have run through my mind.
Well, I got a strawberry smoothie because we were having brunch or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it on Saturday. And they didn't blend it very well at all. There were big, huge chunks of ice like all the way through it. So you couldn't drink it. It was like trying to drink an ice tray. I mean, because, you know, you have the slushy kind of thick bits and then you have the really big chunks. There was nothing to drink. Like every time I anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how people are going to think that I'm weird who don't already think
too
that I'm
late.
Weird. But I was at church today.
Yes.
And I needed to go to the restroom between services. So I did my thing. I, you know, whatever, Pete.
Did you wash your hands? Or, wait, that was last week.
I was going. There were other people in the restroom, so I needed to pretend that I was washing my hands.
Right.
So I went up to the sink and I started washing my hands. And I don't know if anyone ever notices that when they have the mirror, like the sinks, right in line with the stalls. And if you're looking in the mirror, sometimes in that little crack between stalls, you can see the people that are sitting in the stalls.
Yes.
And so I could have sworn this guy was like looking at me and I thought, okay, I'm at church. There is no way somebody is cruising me. But this got my curiosity up.
Yes.
So because I'm like, what the hell is he doing? But I kind of looked a little bit closer than I normally would have. And I noticed he wasn't wearing a shirt.
Okay.
And I looked and like he had like no clothes, like his jeans were on the floor like you would if you were taking a shit or whatever. But he had no clothes on the upper half of his body either. It's like he was almost completely naked other than jeans being around his ankles. And he seemed to be looking at me through the stall. And
oh, wait. Is the punchline this is actually just a painting of Jesus?
No.
Because that would be awesome.
Okay. There is no punchline to this, but I went out of the bathroom and then I thought, I really need to know what this guy's doing. So I stood over to the side because I wanted to make sure everyone else had cleared out who was in there and didn't see me going back in because you don't want to be seen going back in.
Right.
Right. So then I sneak back into the restroom and he's still in there. You know, this had been like 10, 15 minutes. He's still in there. And I don't, no noise, no like shitting noises or anything like that. And I was going to go into the thing beside him to see if I could tell I wanted to know if he was cruising or what he was doing. And then this little boy like went in the one. I was like, oh God, I hope he's not like some sexual. And now there's this little boy in there. And like, what is, finally, I just gave up and I left because the little boy was taking forever. But my question is, the question of this, the hard-hitting question of this story is, do people ever disrobe to take a shit?
Yes.
They do.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm still trying to figure out what was this dude doing. I'm serious. He was in there for at least a good 15 minutes. I never saw him leave. Let's just put it that way. I finally left and I had to go. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I take my jacket off if I'm wearing a jacket or whatever.
No, he was nude.
But I don't disrobe.
He was like take my shirt pink off. Skin from like head to toe, except
was
his
jeans. Was he attractive?
No, it looked like he wasn't attractive.
Okay.
But that's kind of beside the point. I'm like, why the hell is he like naked in there?
I love how Ricky in the chat room is saying things that happened like 5 minutes ago. How is he 5 minutes behind?
Well, maybe we have lag. We have lag. I don't know. Maybe we have a 5 minute lag.
He just said Bob Evans has awesome biscuits and gravy, and we talked about Bob Evans like a half hour ago.
I will say the biscuit was I didn't have biscuits and gravy, but I will say the biscuit was probably the best thing of the meal.
Yeah.
They had a really good biscuit.
By the way, hello to Steven, who just entered the chat room. Steven doesn't talk to us anymore. I don't know if you noticed that. He used to like occasionally come up and be on the show. No, none of that anymore. Won't do that. And we never hear from him. He never calls. He never writes. Thanks, Steven.
So someone says that was the plot of an episode of Seinfeld.
That would be Steven that says that.
I'm sorry, Steven says that. Oh, well, seriously, if anyone knows, write in, tell us, do you shit in the nude in public restrooms?
Yes.
Or do you feel like you need to take your shirt off? Because I know
now,
you have to pull down your pants.
Could you recognize this man again if you saw him with clothes?
No, I don't think so.
So you could never ask.
All I could see was through that little slit, you know.
Right. But, so is it at all possible that the shirt he was wearing was flesh-toned or flesh-colored?
No. See, I stared. And you know what? It's funny.
You just know that there's a dude that's like telling a story now somewhere else, like going, and I was in there, I was taking a dump, and there's this creepy guy just kept staring at me. And then he came back later. He came back and he was staring at me again.
I know. I thought
this young boy showed up because it scared him away.
I did. That crossed my mind that it could have looked like I was cruising him. But I'm trying to figure out why this guy is nude in a church restroom.
I just would have asked.
For like 20 minutes. Why the hell do you have your clothes off, dude? Seriously, it looks
dude,
like
are
you're
you
a
naked
pervert.
In there? Yeah, that's what I would have. Yeah. See, Nico in the chat room says you should have just knocked on the store doll. Yeah.
Just knocked on the store doll. I he probably thinks I'm a weirdo. And the thing is, I play trumpet in the orchestra, so I'm in the front for like both services. So he probably recognized me because I'm in front of the entire congregation, two services every Sunday. So, you know, just on a side note.
Yeah, by the way, Ricky has just gotten to the part where he took off his shirt.
Just a side note, I rocked it today.
You rocked it?
I wish I was like so good.
Like a hurricane?
No. I was playing lead on this one song, and it's really high and really brassy, and both services, I nailed it.
Yeah, rock it like a hurricane.
Yeah, no, but I did. I wish some of my friends could just be listening in to this Baptist church.
Why don't you record it? I would be happy to hear you play the music. I don't want to hear the sermon and shit, but I would be happy.
I'm gonna make a little confession here. I sneak out between services, so I'm only there for the music. Both services, I don't listen to the sermon. But anyway, I wish Mark would come sometime when I have like a solo or something really cool that I'm playing, because he doesn't.
Yes.
Because I'm actually a good singer as well. And I was just doing that little singy thing. Yeah. Did I already mention this?
No.
I was doing that thing where you're just singing along with something on TV or whatever. And Mark looks over to me and he goes, "Don't quit your day job."
Oh.
And I'm like, "No, you didn't, fucker. I'm a good singer. I was in the top choir in college.
I was in the bottom choir." Nico says that you sneak out between services to go to the bathroom, apparently, in the toilet.
I didn't know what kind of action there was there.
Going in there, taking your clothes off.
Actually, the main reason I'd gone into the bathroom is because there were some people from the orchestra behind me, and I didn't want them to see me leaving in between services.
Right.
So I wanted to go to the bathroom so they could all clear out, and then I could sneak out.
Excellent. So I think I started earlier saying that Robert had taken this new job and I had to drive him up to the airport today. So I took him up to the airport today. As we were leaving, our building has it's like a 6-story building that we live in, and there's 2 elevators. So we got into the elevator here on the 4th floor, and we're heading down. And the elevator stunk. It smelled like someone had farted in the elevator. And so we're in there, just like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, this is horrible." And the one and only time that other passengers get on at like the 2nd floor, and we're in there in an elevator that smells like fart. It's just like, and of course you can't go like, "It was like this when we got here." Really, we didn't fart in the elevator. This was not us.
No,
but,
you know what you need to do? When the other people get on, you go, "Oh my God, what happened in this elevator?" Right. And then, you're reacting, and then they know, they go, "Yeah, what is that?" And then they think it wasn't.
It was just weird. So do you need to go get a Diet Coke or something? Is that what you were holding up your you drink?
No, I was just holding it up because it amuses you.
It does, and
clear.
It amuses me greatly. So I took Robert to the airport, so he's gone. And on a completely unrelated topic, you know, he'll be gone for 2 weeks. Big party at my house this week. So if you're in the New Haven, Connecticut area, make sure you stop by. Big, huge party going on here. So I have to be like the sole guardian of our cats for like for 2 weeks now.
I thought you normally were anyway, because you're the one that has to feed the cats every day, right?
Well, no, we split it, right? They get fed twice a day. And so they get fed at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. So I take care of the evening feedings, the 6 p.m., which is why I'm always leaving here to go feed them. Now I have to handle the morning feedings as well. But I've decided, much like, you know, you pull a Band-Aid off really fast, we've got a time change coming up in a couple of weeks. So I figure I'm just going to go ahead and switch the cats now to 8 o'clock. So if I go ahead and switch them now to 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., it'll be annoying for a few days. But once I get them switched, then when the time change happens, they'll actually be eating at 7 and 7.
I thought they used to eat at 6.
Yeah, but I would rather move them up to 7. Right now, 6 a.m. is just a bit early for them to be eating because they start, you know, annoying you about it at like 4:30.
But I mean, are they currently, because my memory is telling me that there was a point at which you had to feed them at 6 p.m., which I would
I still do.
So do you feed them at 6 a.m. as well?
Yes. No, so I don't. Robert was feeding them at 6 a.m.
So you're saying you want to bump them up 2 hours.
To 8. Yes. I want to move them to 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the next 2 weeks so that when the time falls back an hour, 2 weeks from now, they'll actually be at their new time of 7 and 7.
Okay.
So there you go. That's my isn't that exciting? That's me, an old man with cats. I get to feed my cats.
Well, Mark keeps bugging me to get a new dog, and I'm just like, no. I as much as I love dogs, you just don't understand the kind of responsibility it is to have to. It's just you can't go on trips without finding somewhere for them to stay, and when it's a new one, you have to train them. And no,
yeah, our manager Joey L. Buhecker III is in the chat room, and he says that if he did that to his cats, they would order takeout.
I'd like to say, well, I could picture a cat doing that.
Now, I am not a light sleeper. Robert is. And the cats know this. So it's really amusing to watch what they do because Princess, the youngest, she will jump up in the windowsill and start batting at the blinds to make noise. Blah, 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 blah. And then she'll turn around and look to see if it's woken him up. And if it doesn't wake him up, like when she does that, she'll sigh. She will actually sigh. Go... And then turn to it again.
Well, see, Katie.
And then if that doesn't work, then she'll come over and start like beating him on the head and stuff. It's really funny to watch.
Well, Katie was just like a cat. The way that she would get your attention is she would swat you with her paw. And just like a cat will do, just like this. Yeah. And well, obviously, people who are listening to the audio podcast,
yes,
you're not seeing what I'm doing.
He is making a swatting motion with his hand.
And she had this annoying habit.
Because he's going to eat carneasadotacos.com.
Carneasadotacos.com.
.com.
Right.
There you go.
She would go up to the pantry because she knew that's where the food was, and she would swat the pantry door. Oh, drove me nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Excellent. So there's two things left here before we move on to our next segment. I just wanted to, you'll notice that I typed this in all uppercase. I really should make a segment out of this called Why Can't You People Fucking Listen? which is how I feel. On the last show, you may recall that I was upset about...
you were upset?
I was upset about the dude that jumped out of the capsule, the stratosphere jump. And two of my podcasting brethren, Ricky Burton from Foul Monkeys and Vera Charles from Vera Speaks For Real, basically latched onto that piece and that piece only, that I was upset about the guy jumping from the stratosphere, and then began to make up things, which you know, is what you do, right? Oh, NASA was running tests on that, and NASA was involved. And you know what? No, NASA was not involved in this whatsoever. This was a Red Bull publicity stunt, had nothing to do with NASA. However, that's aside from the point. If you will go back and listen, and this is why it falls under the category of why don't you fucking listen to me, I was upset because I couldn't find live video of the space shuttle moving into its new home because all the bandwidth was being, you know, everyone was all focused on this guy jumping. I really don't give a shit about the guy jumping, and I don't give a shit about people watching it. I was just frustrated that here's some idiot doing this, and here's a real event taking place over here that I would really like to see, and I can't see it because all the news people, oh, let's go watch this guy jump out of... And it's, you know, that's why all the news people were focused on this guy, because they were providing the video feed, right? Red Bull was providing them a free video feed, so they didn't have any expense in carrying it, whereas they would have had to send a news truck out to watch the space shuttle, so...
Well, I really...
I'm just saying, I was not... out of the blue, railing against the idiot jumping from the fucking capsule.
It was cool. Did you see the video of it?
No, it's stupid.
It was cool, though. I mean, he literally was like millions of feet in the air. Not millions,
millions,
not literally.
Millions of feet.
He was a lot
20
of feet.
Miles. He was 20 miles up, which, by the way, is not space. I just want to point that out. That is the stratosphere. It is not space.
Well, it looked cool on the video.
The International Space Station. Do you want to take a guess how high up the International Space Station is?
Don't ask me. The Endeavour.
200 miles. So the 200 miles up is space.
Discovery, 20
miles up
Endeavor, Challenger,
yes.
And
Atlantis.
Atlanta. I think I already said that one.
Oh.
But anyway.
I'm Columbia then. What I'm saying is he was not in space. He was in the stratosphere. And no, I don't care. It was stupid. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Guess it is.
Excellent. So go ahead. You've got the last word here.
Well, I don't know. I have been watching when I was doing my prep, and I've seen these before, not just in prep, but there are several songs right now. And you're going to tell me this has been going on for years and I'm just an old man or something. I'm
back
just now seeing
in my
it.
Day.
But,
yes.
For instance, Call Me Maybe or Call Me Baby is a song.
Yes.
And
yes.
There have been a lot of people that have been making videos to
yes.
this song. So
because,
there's to put on YouTube.
Right. But because who are they emulating? Why is it that they are? Why is this a meme?
I don't know. They're just making videos.
Because the U.S. swim team did it on their trip to the Olympics. They were the first ones to do it, and now everyone's doing the same thing.
Okay, well, there's a new song that I might have mentioned that I happen to love, Gangnam Style, or however you say it. It sounds like he's saying condom store, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a Korean, this guy named Psy something or other, and there was this news story about these lifeguards that did a video of that. And they were fired. So there's some story that they might now get their jobs back. I'm not sure this was somewhere in California. But the point of it is there's this whole phenomenon of people making these music videos. I think that Pride 48, we should pick a catchy song like that, maybe one of those two even. And we should, all of the hosts of different Pride 48 shows, we should do a video like that and put it up on YouTube. I think that is a fabulous, I would love to see you, Daniel J. Brewer III,
yes.
doing it Gangnam Style.
Mm.
Yeah, I would. I think that is an awesome idea. I will say
where would this fit in with our our busy schedule here? Don't you have a whole bunch of video that from? Has anyone contacted you, by the way? About
no,
the,
apparently no one else has any time either. So
no one has.
Yeah. I am going to put something out. Even if no one contacts me, I'm going to put something. It is not just going to sit on my hard drive.
But right, can I just clear this up? Because Joey L. Buhacker III, and the L stands for look at me, in the chat room says, we're arguing back and forth about the slow moving wide load traveling through the city is far more interesting than an individual falling from the sky breaking the sound barrier. It matters not whether it's more interesting than not. That is a matter of personal taste. However, for someone who is a fan of the space program, right, which has been defunded or whatever and is now being scaled back, I don't care. For someone who grew up in Florida who the space program was a big part of their life, seeing an actual space shuttle going to its final home at the California Science Museum is a cool thing for me. And I was frustrated that I couldn't see the video of it. That's all. It really matters not whether it's more interesting or not, because that is really whether you think it's more interesting or not, and that's fine. You can think it's interesting all you want. My point is that one of them is part of the actual space program and contributed to actual scientific knowledge, and the other one is a publicity stunt run by Red Bull. So that was all I was trying to say.
I will tell you this, all of you listeners out there, I can't show this. I haven't found a good way to show videos and actually record the audio as well, so I can't. But
I'm a douchebag.
If you look for Call Me Maybe lifeguard
yes.
style, there
yes.
are some hot lifeguards on there. That is all I'm going to say. Although I will say the Gangnam Style lifeguard video, there are a couple of people on there that don't see how they got to be lifeguards. I thought you had to pass some kind of physical fitness something or other. The Gangnam Style lifeguards, a couple of them, don't look like they could save me if I was drowning. That's all I'm going to say. They do not. But the Call Me Maybe lifeguard style, hot, in shape, muscular, whatever.
All right. Now Steven is jumping in on this. And I just wanted to point out one more time that you're fine. If you like it, fine. That's fine. If the scientific value from the publicity stunt happened after the fact.
Is that the celebrity death phone?
No, it's Robert, who must have arrived at his first airport. So please hold on here. Let me see if I can do this here. Hello? 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 Okay, good. So there you go.
Anyway, if anyone wants to make one of those videos.
No, I was just going to say, so the scientific value of the publicity stunt was arrived after the fact, whereas the space shuttle, it was its entire purpose was scientific mission. Anyway.
I think, dude,
no, I'm not saying that you're wrong. Oh my God, why is this a zero sum game? I think the space jump thing was stupid. If you disagree with me, great for you. That's all I'm trying to say. There is no zero, it's not a zero sum game. I'm right and you're wrong. I'm just saying I was more interested in the actual space program than the dude jumping. That's my opinion, and I was personally frustrated that I couldn't see video of the space shuttle. Period. That's all.
Well, I think this will make you feel better.
What?
I have a photo in an email.
Yes.
Of the space shuttle.
Yes.
Parked in front of a Walmart on its yes. way to the national, wherever it was going.
The California Science Museum. Yes.
So if you would like, I can email you that photo and you can
Excellent.
Print it out and you will have a
Excellent.
Nice photo.
Excellent. Now, Enterprise was put here at the Intrepid Museum. And so I actually have a picture of Enterprise going down the Hudson River on a barge, which is cool too. But that's neither here nor there. So let's move on.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Publix Dental Floss. It's mint, it's waxed, it's dental floss. I don't know that. It's just right in front of me. So tell me, sir, what do you have here on our technology segment?
I'm glad I remembered.
Yes.
I'm glad I remembered. I muted myself before I started to talk there. Mine's really, really quick. I found out through Wes Stone,
Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone
on Twitter.
Yes.
That the reason that I was not getting points and I could not become a mayor of anything is on Foursquare, is that I did not have a profile photo on Foursquare. Now, nowhere could I find in the Foursquare documentation that you have to have a profile photo to become a mayor. I didn't see that anywhere.
Well, who would want a faceless mayor?
Well, they should at least put it in there. I mean, so I put a profile photo and like within two check-ins, I was mayor of a place. Now,
I think
I'm
more importantly, I think Mittens knew and he just didn't tell you.
I don't know. I don't know if he knew or not. Right. But the thing is, I now am mayor of like five different places.
I was if Dr. And Wesley Pythagoras Stone knows it. And, you know, he is known for his vast technical knowledge.
Well, it is kind of ironic that he had to tell me, but there is no documentation anywhere. Yeah. I even did a Google search and there are no even help documents or forum posts or anything on why can't I become mayor and needing a profile photo. He just like found it out on his own. He told me and now I'm mayor of like, I was beating Mark week last week.
Do you get anything? Did you get a sash or anything that denotes that you're a mayor?
No.
Do you get a giant pair of scissors for which to cut ribbons at ceremonies?
No. You literally, you get a thing that says you are now mayor, and every once a day when you check in, you get bonus points because you're the mayor. So you get extra points for checking in. Now, there are some businesses, I'm not mayor of any business, but there are some businesses like Starbucks and other places like that, that when you are mayor, you get discounts or free things.
So moving on here, congratulations. I'm glad that. So anyone out there that wants to unseat Adam as mayor, make sure you have a profile photo.
Right. I just wanted to, you know, being the news director, I wanted to clear that up.
Just unbiased information that's out there. There's two things that I want to talk about here. Number one of them is the new Microsoft Surface tablet. It's went on pre-order last week. It will be officially released on the 26th, which is this coming Friday. The same day that Windows 8 is being released, is the Surface 8 tablet. Have you seen the Surface tablet at all?
Well, I've seen the photos of, I would love to have one. I can't afford one, unfortunately. And I already have a tablet device, so I can't even spend the money, but it looks very nice. I mean,
it is, it appears to be very nice. And, this is my frustration with the tech press. And this has always been my frustration with the tech press is that, there's not even the hint of non-biasedness in the tech press. It's like it's as if a whole bunch of journalists who failed at actually being real journalists decide to write about technology that they know nothing the fuck about. So this past week, I saw article after article after article about how the price point that was set for the Surface was just its tragic mistake, and it's going to be the biggest lemon, since the Studebaker, because the base model of the Surface is $499. And that's far too high of a price point. You don't even get the keyboard with it. You'd have to pay an extra $100 for the keyboard. And who the fuck would pay $100 for a keyboard other than, you know, everyone else? But these people that were railing against how horrible and how tragic Microsoft's, you know, had made this mistake. I don't know how why they couldn't have just read their own publications or their own websites where there were articles sitting right next to them talking about how Microsoft sold out of the pre-order of the base model. It's like, so Microsoft, you can't even pre-order it now because it has sold out, but yet it's a failure because of the price point. It's just like, what, do you not even read your own public? It's like, these are two inconsistent things. You can't have a product that has sold out due to popularity before it even goes on sale, and at the same time, it'd be a failure. It's like, it really, really, really annoys me. When these, it's like they did, there's so many tech websites out there that they just have to write the most salacious headline that they can in order to get links, right? In order for people to click on them for their ads.
I'm just an underdog. Okay, this is going to sound really backwards because who would ever have thought Microsoft would be the underdog? But they are in this arena, at least.
All right, but let's talk about that for a second. No, or finish your thought first.
Okay, my thought is that in the tablet space / devices, phones, tablets sort of space, currently they are trailing.
They have no product, right? They haven't released their product yet. So
Phone. I mean, let's look at phone. You know, Windows Phone is at best 3% of the market, and it's a very nice product. I mean, it looks great, it works great. The phones, the Lumia is a really sexy phone, but they are not getting much headway with that device. And I'm hoping that they do better with tablets. But I am an underdog sort of guy. So when I see something that is to for all intents and purposes looks to be a great product, but the company is just not for whatever reason, people are not buying it because they're jumping on other bandwagons. Then it makes me want to defend that company and buy that product
But, but the problem here is, and this is the same problem that the tech journalists make, in my humble opinion, is that you can't say, that's not a valid thing to say, in the tablet market. Well, what the fuck is the tablet market, right? That there is there's tablets that have just become popular with the release of the iPad 2.5 or 3 years ago, right? So it's like, it's not like this well-defined market. And I would argue that there is a huge difference between an iPad, which is a personal tablet, right, for consumption or whatever. And you read all the time where IT departments won't let you connect your iPad within the enterprise because it's not secure. So they do not let you connect. Like if you're in any kind of a place that has, is under HIPAA guidelines or whatever, where they have to have a secure network, you can't connect your iPhone or your Android phone or your iPad to their Wi-Fi unless they have a separate public Wi-Fi that you're allowed to use because it's not secure. It's not encrypted and secure, so it can't be on the internal network because they haven't vetted those things and they can't lock it down. This Windows tablet, because it is a Windows device and because it follows, the infrastructure that these companies have in place, i.e. the Active Directory structure and the encryption on the internal network and everything, this is going to be a tablet that is for the business market that people can use in their place of business, that runs Microsoft Office on it, that they can walk around from conference room to conference room and do their PowerPoint presentation and be able to edit their documents. So from that standpoint, this Windows tablet is going to be far more popular than the iPad or the Android tablet in the business environment, in that market. So to say just blanketly that, the tablet market, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think the tablet market is so young that's a gross overgeneralization of things. That's like saying in the cell phone market. Well, if we say in the cell phone market right now, that includes everything. That includes dumb phones. That includes flip phones. That includes, rotary phones. That includes smartphones. To have something meaningful, we have to talk about the smartphone market. So not the overall cell phone market where Nokia outsells everyone, but the smartphone a market where Android sells more than iPhone, blah, blah, blah. But that, even that, the smartphone is only 20% of the overall cell phone market. So I think the personal tablet use is probably on key to be maybe 30 or 40% of the overall tablet market, because a lot of people like you don't have 500 extra bucks to go out and spend on a tablet when they already have one. But it's nothing for a company to spend 500 bucks to give someone a tablet that they can use to do business stuff with.
Yeah,
so, there you go. I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, no, my last thought on that is I hope that if it doesn't do as well as they hope in the beginning, that they don't give up on it, because I think it has a very good potential. I really happen to like Windows 8. I installed it on my laptop when the developer build came out. I like the way it looks. I've been wanting to put it on my computer that I have attached to my television because I think the tiles would be larger and easier to read on the TV screen.
Yeah.
If I'm going back, if I'm doing different things on the TV. So, I mean, I give them props for going, you know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, they shouldn't have tried one operating system for everything, but I think it was a really bold move. And
well, the other thing that they're releasing on the 26th, which they don't talk about that often, just because there's so many things going on this next week on the 26th. But the other thing is they're releasing Microsoft Office for both iOS and Android, which is another huge thing. So that, you know, that's, you know, Microsoft's bread and butter is Microsoft Office. That's where they make the majority of their profits. You know, to not have it on the Android tablets and on the iOS tablets is a mistake. And now they're rectifying that mistake here because that gives people a chance to use Google Docs or whatever. And it's important in business for people to use Microsoft Word. It's shitty, but that's what's important. All right. So there you go. And we can talk about it because it's coming out this week. So I'm sure we'll get to talk about it more next week. But we need to issue a retraction.
Oh, because of the voicemail that we got? Wait.
We need to issue a retraction because in a previous show, we made fun of Ricky Burton for not being able to. I haven't listened. Why? Is it addressed in the phone call?
Yeah, there's a phone call that addresses. Well, I don't know what you're going to say.
Someone pointed out to me, I believe it was Brian from Cheap Blue Guitar and Game Night Guys, pointed out to me that if you go to our site on a mobile phone, there is no header. And so therefore there is no number on there. And
what I'd like to say to that is I really, honestly, I was testing out a mobile template and I didn't really think many people were going to be accessing our site via mobile phone or via smartphone. And so I didn't like the way it looked, but I never took it off.
Excellent.
And so there is a mobile version that it goes to if you're on certain devices. And I probably will just get rid of that so that it looks like the regular site.
Yeah, and it's weird because you have to like go specifically and request the non-mobile. Because I was these people last night that we had dinner with wanted to know about my podcast. And I was like, oh, no, it's here. And I went to our site on my phone. And I'm like, what? This looks like shit. Where's our website? And I had to go play around with it. So if it's being addressed in the voicemail section, then we will just address it.
Yeah, it is. It's in the voicemail.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it.
Hold on.
This would be the part where you would play the news music.
I did, but you didn't hear it.
Oh,
so let me play it again.
Let me
do it again.
The news.
Yeah, see, the problem was is that I had turned my iPad volume way down, and I didn't even realize that I had done
Excellent.
That. Excellent. So California workplace safety officials are investigating how a worker at a Bumblebee Foods seafood plant wound up being cooked to death in an industrial oven. The accident happened. What?
So someone was cooked.
Apparently, yeah. So, they are investigating how a worker at a...
Isn't Bumblebee the one that wasn't their whole ad campaign that, sorry, Charlie, you're not good enough to be a Bumblebee tuna?
I don't know.
So apparently, somebody is that their workers are certified.
Yeah, it happened in a Bumblebee Foods factory in Santa Fe Springs, California. Police and fire personnel responding to a 911 call from the business found a worker dead inside a cooking device called a steamer machine, according to KTLA.
Boy, that was an inventive piece of naming there. What do we call that? We call that the steamer machine.
You know, I wonder if it just looks like one of those, you know, that weird alien spaceship looking device that opens up and you put your broccoli in it and you set it down in the steamer. That's what it's called.
Right.
I wonder if it looks like a huge version of that. Like
it's probably this
big silver basket with.
Probably. And you put your workers in there.
Apparently so. So, an initial investigation indicated that Molina was fatally injured when he was cooked in an oven.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that you would become fatally injured if you were cooked in an oven. Excellent.
And I'll
did it make it to the product? Did they recall any of the...
No, they did not recall. The operations at the plant were suspended.
Did they change the name of that batch of tuna to Soylent Green tuna?
It doesn't mention that in the story.
I'm sure they probably did. All. Excellent. I don't have a soundboard anymore. So
One couple has boldly gone...
Oh, it's Starkist. I'm sorry. Starkist was the one that was sorry, Charlie. Thank you. Good humor, Penguin.
So one couple has boldly gone where no other has gone before by tying the knot in Britain's first Klingon wedding ceremony.
I call bullshit on that.
What, that it's the first ever?
Yes,
or?
Yes, yes.
I don't know. It was at a Star Trek convention to celebrate the
It could
the
not possibly have been the first.
Well, maybe the first at a convention? I don't know. I'm only reading.
I'm just saying.
This is Reuters. No. I don't know.
But fine. Then it was like the first in Central Europe. With when Tony Blair wasn't the prime minister or something, it's got to have so many qualifications there. I did read that the Star Trek convention recently in the UK actually will have had all five captains at one convention, which is the first time ever that that's happened.
I heard there are a couple of captains that don't like to do that or something. Or
correct, and so that was why it was rare for the all five captains to all five captains have never been in the same place at the same time.
Patrick Stewart doesn't really enjoy the conventions very much.
Well, it's because he's a big star.
But, anyway, the couple, 23-year-old something something and 29-year-old something, came from their native Sweden. That's why I couldn't pronounce their names.
Are we still on this?
To marry the destination Star Trek London event, which we'll see.
Right, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they got married. I wonder what the Klingon ceremony. Oh, there's a picture of them as well,
and you wonder why I am against the news segment, because it's like, okay, that's interesting, but that's
so there you go, they got married. I wonder if it involves eating worms.
Sorry, I stepped all over your line. You wondered if there was gah at the ceremony. Yes.
Well, you know, what kind of reception foods that they might have had.
We will drink blood wine, and we will cut our hands for no reason and drip our blood into things, and we would be drunk. So, birthdays.
I watched a Star Trek movie the other weekend. I don't remember which one it was, but I can tell you it's the Klingon one where Kirk is accused of killing the Klingon prime, the Klingon something or other.
Yes.
And he and Bones get taken to this planet.
Yes, the forgotten planet or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, I hated that one, but for some reason I watched it.
It was that one was called The New Frontier or something like that.
I don't know.
Sir, I'm sure someone in the chat room. This is the theme to Murder, She Wrote.
Why, yes, it is.
So that can only mean one thing. It must be Vera Charles's birthday.
Well, I think we've already passed Vera Charles's birthday.
You know that Vera Charles was on an episode of Murder, She Wrote. She's talked about that on her show before.
As a voice actor?
No, as an actual, that picture that she likes to use, that wrinkled head picture, is actually, you know, what she really looks like. And so in this one episode, I believe Jessica Fletcher was in a mausoleum and they used Vera as one of the stand-ins for the marble bust. So I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I had nothing there. No, it must be Angela Lansbury's birthday.
It is Angela Lansbury.
I'm gonna guess that she is 112.
No, she's still alive, for those of you who don't know. And she is 87 years old.
The Undiscovered Country, by the way, was the name of the film that you watched.
Yeah. Actually, you know, my favorite, which no one is going to agree with, but my favorite Star Trek movie ever is the one with the whales.
That would be The Voyage Home.
Captain, there be whales.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Or whatever. Anyway, I really, and Spock cusses in that one too. Anyway, happy birthday, Miss Lansbury. Okay, here we go.
May I have your attention, please? Attention, please. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Aha! This is Marshall Mathers.
Yeah.
So better known as Eminem. So it must be Eminem's birthday.
It is Eminem's birthday. I mentioned I will have to confess that I did play this one a year ago.
Yes.
But I just... and
how else would I know his name was Marshall Mathers?
And I think he is a homophobe, or at least he's homophobic in some of his music. But I just... it's such a catchy song, that one. Anyway, and I think he's hot. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He turned 40 years old.
Steven, making a liar of me in the chat room, has said that that was actually the second time that all five captains had gotten together.
I think there was some mention of us needing a DI plus fact checker. Mm-hmm. You know, for well, if we, yeah. I guess we have someone to fill the role of the official DI plus fact checker.
Right. So there you go. All five of them sitting there. And let me just say, let's see, who's William Shatner is not looking really good.
Well, he's like 90 years old or something.
Kate Mulgrew looks pissed off. And this picture is just blurry in the right way that Avery Brooks looks like he has vampire fangs. It's just like, what the fuck? When did Avery Brooks become a vampire?
You know, vampires are all the rage nowadays. So you can't flip a channel without seeing some teeny bopper vampire half naked on top of some werewolf.
Excellent. So let's move along here. So what was it? What were we saying? So Eminem's
birthday. Eminem turned 40. Happy birthday.
40 years old. Happy birthday, Eminem. Jesus. I have no fucking clue. This sounds country.
No, wait just a second.
I don't know.
You don't know Johnny B. Good?
Okay. Johnny B. Good. Is that a person?
No, that's the name of the song.
Oh, I know the name of the song, but I don't know who sang it. Or
oh, okay. Well, I thought, and see, I thought you would know this one, but okay. I will tell you, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Berry, who is famous for Johnny B. Good, among other songs, and I've heard he is still touring, and he turned 86 years old.
86 years young today.
Yeah, so happy birthday. Chuck Berry is famous in whatever that music is, rock and roll.
Right.
All right, here's our next one.
Oh, I'm going down to South Park. So this could be literal in the sense that it is either Trey Parker or, Matt Parker or Trey Stone. Wait, Trey Parker or Matt Stone. Or it could be that this is Primus, the people that sang this song. So I'm going to go with the creators of South Park, since you were nodding your head in the affirmative.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to go with Trey Parker.
It is Trey Parker. Trey
often referred
Parker.
To as the quarterback of that particular team.
He turned 43 years old.
43 years young and still making poop jokes.
So here is the last one for this week. And as many times as you guessed that this was this person's birthday, when I have never had this person on it. No, I have never had this person on an episode, but you have guessed this person multiple times.
All right.
So here we go.
Dizzy Gillespie.
It is. It's Dizzy Gillespie.
You don't have HBO, so I know this couldn't have been. It sounds like the beginning of Homeland with what's her name, Claire Danes in it. And I was just like, but you don't have Showtime, so you wouldn't know that one. So excellent. So yeah. There you go. Happy birthday, Dizzy Gillespie. And before we play ourselves out of the birthday segment, we do have a new sponsor for the birthday segment. Let's listen to them now.
Hey, kids, are you allergic to gluten, corn, peanuts, rice, eggs, milk, sugar?
Yeah!
Then put down your asthma inhalers and try a bowl full of my new Chalky the Chipmunk's allergy clusters. Moms love them because they contain the recommended daily allowance of epinephrine and antihistamines. And kids love them because they won't make your skin hurt.
But I like sweet cereal.
Wow! Don't worry, Scooter. Chalky the Chipmunk's allergy clusters are sweetened with barley malt, nectar, and coconut air. So they'll taste just as sweet and tarty as the hard diabetes candies at Grandma's house.
Yay.
So pour yourself a scratchy bowl of Chalky the Chipmunk's allergy clusters. They're not gonna kill ya.
Excellent. And with that, I think we're done with our birthday segment, so now we have to play. That was ill thought out.
Secret is the moment when every
Excellent. All right, good. So we have emails and voicemails galore just coming out here. So let's just let's go here through our first email. It comes into us from Carrie from Germany. You'll recall that Carrie wrote into us last week and was now going to go back and listen to all the old episodes. All right, so
let's check back in on Carrie and see how she's been doing.
Let's check on her progress here. So Carrie says, so I was hoping to go back through the old DI Plus episodes would help me catch up on everyone's life, but after 7 episodes, I'm still lost. But we don't have that exciting of lives, really, we don't. Except with Adam, he's an open book about his life, right? And I am not. Mine is close. It took me a bit to remember who Adam was compared to who Maddie was until an episode I listened to this week where Adam said that he wasn't the whiny one. Then it clicked. There you go. Maddie doesn't listen to us, right?
No. Well, okay, not that cool. I know of.
Right. All right. Love catching up. 7 old Eskimos. 7 old Eskimos this week, episodes this week, plus the new one. But at this rate, it's going to take a while to be all caught up. I'm hoping that I'll learn how Daniel got to Connecticut and how Steven is having lunch with him.
Well, okay, Carrie, I can solve this problem. Daniel got to Connecticut.
Yes.
Via a car.
Yes. All of our cars. Yes.
A plethora of cars packed with shit.
Yes.
And apparently cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Daniel described them at one point as pissy cats or, you know, cats that would not enjoy the ride. So
cats were not happy.
And I thought you did mention that on one of the episodes.
Well, she may not be there, though. Because we started DI Plus long before I moved. I mean, we started DI Plus when I was still in South Carolina before we moved.
That's true. We did.
We did like an entire year. We did an entire Pride 48 even before I moved.
So Carrie, just keep listening.
Right.
And eventually you will hear the entire story.
Eventually it would all make sense. We also have a late breaking email that just came in. This one comes in to us from one Vera Charles, who writes, is it possible the guy was in there to change clothes and needed to take a dump halfway through?
Well, I mean, anything is possible. anything at all is possible. But I don't know.
It's possible.
Short answer to that is yes, anything is possible. He could have been abducted by aliens. They could have snatched his clothes and beamed him back into the toilet. Mm-hmm. And he could have thought, you know what? I just got abducted by an alien and I also need to take a shit. Anything is possible.
So the other thing that happens is it's funny. I can always tell when our manager, Joey L. Buhecker III, is listening to our shows because I just start getting all kind of really short emails from him where he's like responding to the show, but I don't remember what we said. So I get these disjointed emails all the time that is just like going like, you don't have to do that. I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't even know what you're talking about. So I got this. Here's an example of one. Season 2 is completely not related to season 1. So you can watch 2 without issue.
What?
I know. So I was listening back to the old episode, last week's episode. He was talking about the American Horror Story or whatever.
We did start that this week. We finished the first season, and the second season has some of the same actors, but mm-hmm. they are playing different characters. That's it.
Go.
There's only been one episode, and they are in an insane asylum.
Oh, and with that, Joey Buhecker left the room. Excellent. All right, so, we go too long. That's our problem. We lose people because we go too long. Let's go to our voicemail, shall we? Let's listen to what Tom, the Ramble Redhead, has to say.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
The Ramble Redhead.
Rambling Redhead.
I wanted to give you a quick call because, as usual, I am fast behind on many podcasts.
Yeah, catching up, though.
And so I listened to an episode of you two after the Pride 48. And Daniel just said that he didn't get any phone calls thanking him for all the work that you both did.
Right.
So I just want to do that. And I just want to call and say thank you for all the work you've done in the past 4 years for Pride 48. I am very, very happy to be part of it. I love podcasting, as you know. And, I am glad that you did what you did. Otherwise, I wouldn't have met a lot of wonderful people in the last few years in Vegas and all that. So I just want to say thank you for all that you've done. You guys are awesome.
Aww, okay. Thank you, Tom.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. And have a good one. RambleRedhead.com.
It is Tom.
I'm going to be snarky right here, but don't take this the wrong way.
He will. What?
Don't take this the wrong way. But for someone who loves Pride 48 so much, he was like never around. I saw him like for 30 seconds. I think the only time I saw him was his show. So, Tom, I'd love to hang with you. I don't know where you went.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Well, but we have a different experience because we're always in the room with the shows. That I think he might have been upstairs in the suite and stuff.
He could have been. Or some people actually want to make that into a vacation and go see.
Right. Well, and do you blame them? I mean, it's
no.
Not.
Not at all.
You're spending money, whatever, and then that's why next year we're going to separate the two. But Stephen has posted in the chat room the plot or the Wikipedia entry to the episode of Seinfeld, season 6, episode 6, titled The Gymnast. Jerry and Kramer find out about one of George's odd bathroom habits whenever he goes into the office. He takes off his shirt so as to feel no encumbrances.
I don't know. I thought maybe this guy has really explosive poop. And so maybe he has to take his shirt off so it doesn't get on like the tail of his shirt or anything.
No, I don't know. Let's listen to what Donna Sugars has to say here.
Darlings, I have to support Ricky on, you guys are poking at Ricky about the website, darling. If you are going to your website from
mobile
phone, yes, using the internet on your phone, you have like an iPhone or I noticed it on my Droid, you don't see that big giant banner at the top.
Right.
You see the mobile version of that website provider. So I had to actually go into the show notes of the show to put your phone number.
Yep.
But it is there, but it's not that big giant picture one that you guys were joking about. So
yes.
Okay, get this one. Bye.
See, if you request the actual down at the bottom, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of our mobile site and request the real site, then you will get the header that I'm holding up right here to the camera.
See, so I think my Windows phone display, for whatever reason, displays the actual site. I don't know why.
But it's because it doesn't. But because Windows Phone is such a small piece of the market that template doesn't pick up on it. So it's looking for the WebKit, and your Windows browser is based off of
Internet Explorer.
Right. Well, no, it's not actually. It's based off of ASP web, the web engine for the ASP, the same web plugin that we would use in a Visual Studio C# program is what it's using. It's not the IE rendering engine, by the way.
I will just remove that, and so from now on, by the time this episode goes out,
yes,
anyone on a mobile device will get the plain old
site. We shouldn't even talk about it. We should just go. I don't know what you're talking about. Look,
what?
It works.
What? I'm on a mobile device right now. I'm seeing it.
I have no idea. No, it's Ricky. Ricky's just crazy. All right, and let's our final voicemail here. Let's take a listen to it, shall we?
Hey, Daniel and Adam. This is Tom. I called earlier today. So you can eat two. Not count them, but one, but two voicemails from me.
Two voicemails.
And I am catching up on your show, and I'm listening to the October 8th. And then I forgot to call earlier to say that you did make an error, Daniel.
I'm sure
that the Podcast Awards, the Feast of Fun, have won a majority of them.
Oh, yeah, 1 year.
Dan Savage did win the best GLBT, and so the Feast of Fun have not won every single year. But I agree with you that I think that whoever gets nominated, especially if I get nominated, that we should work together like we did to get Greetings from Nowhere to win last year. And so one of our illustrious podcasts,
yes,
the family can win.
I agree.
So that would be awesome. So anyway, I just thought I'd call and let you know that I am listening, and I do appreciate all the hard work you and Adam and Big Fetty and Nessa and Wendy and all the others, Joey, and all the others that were involved in making Pride 48 happen.
I'm so glad he said Joey, because that was the only person he was missing. It was just kind of like he suddenly became the professor off of Gilligan's Island. It's like, and the rest. There's only two people, and the rest. Excellent. So thank you, Tom. If the Ramble Redhead is nominated there, yes, I whatever Pride 48 show is in there, I say we all decide which one to throw our support behind. And we do it, and we skyrocket it to the top. Anyway, so there you go. That's our thing. You can play us out now.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent, lasers. Thank you guys so much for content. You know what? We care for each and every email and voicemail that we get, and
we do.
Our lovies take time to write us, and it just means so much to us. And we really, really appreciate each and every one. Do you think my hair looks too poofy?
Well, that's relative. I mean, your hair looks poofier than normal.
Yeah, I don't have I didn't put gel in it today because I had to drive to the airport and stuff.
I mean, you don't yet look like a Baptist minister. So
no.
I don't think,
no, I don't.
You know, I maybe not too poofy, but it is poofier.
Yeah. I need to get my hair cut.
I do too, but you know, just my luck. I find somebody that I like.
Yes.
And Mark and I found someone at the salon he was going to, but a different person than him. So we would go and get our haircuts together. Another coupley thing. And in fact, when I have a boyfriend, I really need assistance in doing daily things, like admin type things.
You just need assistance. So, you could have just left it right there.
So Maddie used to always, he would do the phone calls and making appointments and all that kind of stuff that I would always forget to do. So it was so convenient because Mark would say, hey, I'm going to get my haircut on Saturday. Do you want yours cut as well? And I'd say, yeah. And he just, when he called to make his appointment, he would just schedule one for me as well. And not only did my stylist stop working there, she stopped fucking cutting hair. She's like doing a completely different, it's like I started going there and I totally like, you know, she's got a bad taste in her mouth about cutting hair now. I put her off of cutting hair somehow.
it's like a girl that's gone lesbian. You've turned her off of cutting men's hair, period.
I have. So yeah, now I had this happen. I had a colorist one time who did a fantastic job bleaching my hair. Yeah. And all of a sudden, one day I went in and they're like, she's not even doing that anymore. She decided to be a stay-at-home mom. I couldn't say, what salon did she go to? I'm going to follow her. She literally just stopped working.
I used to, my hair, I've had it different colors throughout my life and highlights, low lights, whatever. Now I just kind of like it this way because it's just kind of, you know, I don't do anything to it. I just wake up. I kind of like, you know, spray it into place there. Well, I don't spray it. I mean, just kind of like flop it into place there and have it. And it's just shitty by design. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or you can send us an email, contact at dubiousintent.com, or go to our website. Why the fuck would you go to our website? There's nothing there. There's no links to our Google Plus page. There's no links to anything else there. So really, don't even bother going to our site. So,
don't go via mobile device.
Don't go on it. Definitely don't go there on the mobile site. I ended early. Now we're just killing time.
Well, we've done that. The weather. It's gray, but it's warmer than I thought. I put on a big coat. Didn't need it.
It's a gorgeous autumn day here in New England with the fall colors all settling in. It was actually a very pretty drive to the airport today.
The colors are nice here as well.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.